Okay, Chazak Baruch. I'm going to start with a story of Chizuk. So some people went this week to Washington. We should protest, and we should bring Chizuk to Eretz Yisrael, to the Chayalim, to bring back the Shvuyim. Rabbi Lef had a mashal. Imagine you're in a town, somebody had a nice house, and there was a mafia over there. The head mobster was walking down the street, and he's picking out. He says, oh, this is the house I want. Say, what do you know? Comes in the middle of the day, takes over the house. It's now the mafia's house. Anybody comes into that house, they break their legs. At the end of the fight, end of the story. What does this poor guy do? Nebuch, it was his house. He used to live over here. Now he's every day he's picketing outside the house. He's going to the judges. He wants back his house from this mafia guy. And everybody in town, one day they think, oh yeah, of course he's right. It's his house. They took it. Gnevav, this mobster. What was going on over here? And he goes to the mayor. He goes to the judges. Nobody wants to help him. The mafia is too strong. He knows anybody who tries to start up with them, that's the end of them. After a little bit of time, every week he's picketing, he's protesting, he's trying to get back his house. People think he's crazy. And he tells his kids, yeah, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to make sure to get back to this place. This is our house. This is ours. Don't forget. At some point, everybody thinks this guy is absurd. This guy lost his marbles. Give up already. The mobsters have it. You can't go. Nobody is helping you over here. The judge, the mayor, nobody wants to help you. Forget it. You have a different. That's case number one. Everybody, that's the way. Unfortunately, some of the umot olam, that's how sometimes we're viewed as by Eretz Yisrael. This is our land from 2,000 years ago. And everybody thinks we were kicked out. And look, we're crazy. They took it away from us. And we've been trying to get back a few people, all the different generations. Who are we? We're invading this. What are we doing? We're settlers in a foreign. Who are we? What are we doing? We're sticking our necks into danger. What are we doing? We have to remember that's not the mashal. The right mashal for this is Koch Masav Gilamo. Hashem created the world. Hashem destroyed, made wars. Hashem destroys nations. Hashem takes over everything. Hashem gave us Koch Masav through His Koch. Hashem gave us the Eretz Yisrael. We know that from the Bereishit, from the creation of the world. We know that through the entire Tanakh. Eretz Yisrael is ours. It's not like that story. Rather, it's imagine you have the guy who has the deed to his house. He has the shtarot. He has the papers. He goes to the judge and the judge says, I'm sorry, can't do anything. The mafia is too strong. He gives it to his kid and says, don't worry about this. Don't make a protest. Don't start starting up with the mafia. But there's going to be a day when the king is going to be strong enough and they're going to throw out this mafia and we're going to get back our land. That's exactly, we have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in charge. There's going to be a day Hashem is going to reveal himself and Hashem is going to give us back Eretz Yisrael. We saw through the war 48 through 67, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, Hashem is behind it, Hashem is giving us Eretz Yisrael. We have to remember, we're not this crazy person who's trying to get back a land that we're never going to get. No, this is ours. Koch Masav Gilamo. The Kol Yaakov, Yadayim Yisrael, we have in our parasha, we have to remember, Kol is ours. These are through our tefillah, through our tefillot, in the Amalam Natsayach chart, where it has in the shape of menorah, you have the Sofet Tevot, Lomim Lam Tamchem Sela, the Sofet Tevot is Som. Right? Sadi Vav Mem, Gematria 136, and it says over there, Mamon, and also Kol. Well, that's three things. That means we should give tzedakah, we should pray, and we should, and some people even fasted this week. Those are all things that are connected to Kol Kol Yaakov, and the Baal Turim adds another one in next week's parashat. Sulam is also 136. The Sulam, Mutzav Arza. If you want to get up to Shemaim, we use these tools. We use the Mamon of Tzedakah, we use Kol Kol Yaakov, and we use Som to get there. He also has one more, Sinai. It's also, that's Sulam with Chaser, without the Vav. Torah. Torah is our ticket over there. It says the Bein Shai, why did Yaakov say Hashem's name and present his father in a very respectful way? So Yaakov was able to, Yitzchak was able to figure out Kol Kol Yaakov. If he wanted to fool his father, he should have acted like Yaakov, he should have acted like his brother Esav, worn his clothing, and he should have acted, Dad, get up. He shouldn't have said, oh, Hashem brought me over here fast. Why did he say Hashem's name? He got himself in trouble so that Yitzchak figured out Kol Yaakov, Yeram Yisav. Besez Ben Shchai. I have an idea. Just he should have fooled his father completely. And there should have been no problem. There should have been ambiguity. Says
Ben Ish Chai, we have to remember, he wasn't a ganav, he didn't come in the middle of the night and steal the bracha in a tricky way. He knew he was doing this because of the nevuah of his mother. His mother told him to do it, so he's going to do it. He has to. However, he didn't do it in a way that was for sure going to fool his father. He wanted to make sure his father would know, and he's still going to get the bracha. The bracha was chal, even though Kol Yaakov, his father knew this is the voice of his son Yaakov, and charad veicharad charadagudala. Yitzchak was so amazing, couldn't believe. Not that this was Esav before it was Yaakov, but he realized what Yaakov was able to do. He was able to be titinem el Yaakov, be honest, but also to show who he really is and confidently take the brachot, what belonged to him. That's what the Ben Ish Chai says. We should always be confident in what we're doing. Is we should be v'iskavli bo v'darkei Hashem. We should know that this land is Eretz Yisrael, is ours. Some of the halachot and brachot we'll do right now. On the topic of rice cakes, cookie dough, and one other thing regarding granola. Okay, regarding granola, we didn't bring up last time. We had on the puffed wheat, many of the Chachamei Svard all said the puffed wheat, even though you could say maybe it's made edible or Moshe and in the Rambam, and now it's like Maisa Gedeir, now it's Mizonot, that's Rav Yashi's Pesach, that's what Rav Willi used to pass, that's what Rav Sabalovsky passed, and that granola is Mizonot, because it's now Maisa Gedeir, now it's edible. However, Chachamei Svard didn't say like that. All the Chachamei Svard said that the puffed wheat is Hadama, like Rav Shlomo Zalman. It didn't change because you didn't cook it properly, as Rav Schechter says, and this is what the Rav Moshe Levi says, the Or Litzion. That's what Halacha Brura, that's what Halacha Yomit, they say from Chum Avadya, that's what we follow, and that's in Chazon Avadya as well, in Shalva, on puffed wheat. What about granola? Granola be'etzem is the same Yisod, that's what he said before, from Rabbi Elbaz, and that's what we were learning, that's basically the same Sha'ala between the puffed wheat and the granola. We throw in one more thing, I saw Mordechai Eliyahu in the end of the Bracha, he throws in one other thing, what about oats? Are oats one of the five grains? We have the five grains, one of the Shuvah Chual, and the tradition from Rashi on Pesachim, Rashi in many places, Rashi says, Shavuot Shual is Bilaz Avino. Oats. So this is for sure what Rashi said. And it's not just Rashi. Rashi's not alone. It's after him, the Smak, Rokeach, many others, goes Maimon. There's about 15 Rishonim that all say the definition of oats is, definition of Shavuot Shual is oats. And that's found in the Mechaber by Hilchot Pesach, that's what he's posaic, that oats are one of the five grains for matzah, for chametz, for everything. Now there is a Perish Mishnayot on Challah that the Rambam doesn't say like that. He says the Shavuot Shual is basically a wild species of barley. It's a different thing that we don't eat today. It's not actually oats. Oats is not one of the five grains. Dr. Felix, 75 years ago, many years ago in Eretz Yisrael, he came out with a sefer about different identification of different species of the chazal in the Mishnah Kelaim, and there he wrote that oats are not one of the five grains, it's not the Shavuot Shual. Besides the Rambam, the Aruch, the Meiri, those who bring that opinion, besides the Rishonim, he says, anyway, I know it can't be true because there's no gluten in the oats naturally. Naturally, oats are gluten-free. It's hard for them to ferment. Therefore, he said it doesn't make sense. It cannot be one of the five grains. Now, what did the poskim say about that? He was not one of the poskim. So the poskim, some were mechashev such a shita quite a lot, and some were not. If I'm not, yes. So Rav, there's a Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi in Lakewood who mechashev the shita so much, it's unbelievable. He thinks it's namish, not one of the five grains, can even eat the oat on Pesach if they don't have gluten. To me, this is dvarim shelo nitan le'amer. So I can't believe it. For 1,000 years, we've been treating this as chametz, as kared, and that's Maran Shulchan Aruch. So very nice, Dr. Felix said. Otherwise, I don't believe it's hard to say such an opinion. To say it's a safek, that I think is nitan le'amer. We could discuss now. Let's say Rabbi Schechter here is mistapek with the Cheerios that are gluten free. He would be poter. He would eat two different things. He'd eat a cookie and eat something that would shackle. So he'd poter these grains because if they're not from the five grains, then that's just like hadama. Once you crush it up, it becomes kidney and it becomes shackle. However, that is a real opinion. Rav Elio Ben Chaim, who is gave shiur here, he said he was also mistapek about the oats. Are they one of the five grains? And he said, but anyway, we have Rabbeinu Yonah says b'shem gaon echad. If you have a grain that everybody eats and it's considered very filling, so you can make mizanon on it even if it's not one of the five grains. So for bracha rishonah, it's not such a big deal. Bracha achrona, though, that doesn't really help you some. And that's what the Chatam Sofer was talking about when the corn was brought to Europe. Should cornbread, should the corn thing, should they be mizonot because of this gon echad? Lama said we don't make We don't follow this Gaon Echad, but it's a nice tziruf. Either way, for Bracha Rishona, that's simple. Bracha Chana, this that tziruf of the Rabbeinu Yonah is not going to really help you. Anyway, Chamavani Nabi Omer is Dochedes B'Shei Adayim. He says, there's no proof. The minhag from all the Rishonim was that oats is, and the Machrochaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo held oats is only 5 grams. Very nice, you have a question from science, but that's not Dochedes, what the halacha is. And he says, Gamre, if somebody is, can't have gluten because of dietary, because celiac. So on Pesach, so they're supposed to eat the matzah with oats, and they don't have to make any safek brachot. They can make a bracha on it. It's a tamotzi, no problem. Oats are gluten free, and mezonot, whatever you have, the gluten free Cheerios, you make mezonot on that. That's what Chaim Avadya held. He didn't hold it. This is a scientific question. Now, in the Chachamim, some responded. There's a Rabbi Efrati who was American. He learned KBY. He was very, very close with the Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv, he has Sorim from Rav Yashiv, and he says they did science. They did an experiment, and they tried. They were trying to see, could you get? Is Dr. Felix right? And they saw if you leave it long enough, and in certain conditions, you can get the grain. You can get the oats to ferment. It's not. It doesn't ferment quite as much as wheat does. Wheat, I guess, whatever the percentage is, it increases, like, because of the fermentation. If you leave it in hot water for a half hour, you'll get the yeast to grow, whatever it is, 30% or something like that. Rice, it doesn't, it's like 5%. It hardly has fermentation. Fermentation really just needs sugar. You can really have it with any starch vegetable. You can have it with a potato. You can have fermentation. It'll just be like 5%. The Gemara calls sirchon. They tried with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He held that rice is one of the 5 grains because he held that it was also machmit. It has fermentation. Lama'ase, the Gemara says, Chachamim said they don't. And the Yerushalmi says, why don't they just check it out? How can you have an argument whether rice is one of the 5 grains? Just check. Does it have fermentation or not? So the Gemara says they did, and they had a machluk. And what was the result? They looked at the experiment, and the Chachamim said that's chimut. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says chimut. Can eat on Pesach, it's karet. However, the Chachamim said no, it's sirchon. It doesn't ferment anything. That's what we hold halacha l'maaseh. Rav Huna used to eat rice on Pesach. It says and mipume derav. The later Chachamim, it's in Arvei Pesachim. That's what the Sfaradim all do. We eat rice on Pesach. We're not chosen Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri at all. Now, when it comes to oats, so they had this experiment and they had different. A different result that they said it's similar to barley. When you try to make ferment barley, it's not as much, it's not as starchy as wheat. So that's what their argument is. It's more than rice, but it's not as much as wheat. It's closer to barley. So anyway, to say that oats don't ferment at all is not really true. To say that it's quite as little as wheat, as much as rice, it's not. Anyway, there's lots of different scientific information on this. Basically, some chachamim are mechashev, such a concept that maybe the oats are not one of the 5 grains, and by the Sfaradi postgame, not at all. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, actually, though, he was a mistake. Rav Avadya, not at all. He doesn't bring it up at all. His sons don't really mechashev such a possibility that oats are not one of the 5 grains. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was mistake. But he says, since the minhag is, we make mezonot, and we make alam mechia, we're not worried about that. That's what we say on oats. I wouldn't even, at least with Chaim Avadya, I wouldn't bring it as a safek, like, oh, by Yashan, if someone wants to eat granola, that's, they're worried about you, they're makvin and Yashan. But they want to say, this is not one of the 5 grains. I wouldn't, if, according to Chaim Avadya, I wouldn't bring it as a sniff. If you're a Mordechai Eliyahu, you're a Rosh Hashanah, yes, it is a sniff, it is a thing. Rosh Hashanah, though, said he wouldn't use as a sniff, lahakel, by Yashan, but in theory, it's a sniff, whatever you could discuss. Lama aseh, that's oats are adama. And then we said from all the starting post game, it should be the puffed wheat is adama. And the granola also hadama. Mordechai Eliyahu in the Zot HaBracha has an interesting compromise by granola, which is like hard to understand. It says if you put it in milk or in water or yogurt and it like starts sticking and it starts to stick. He didn't say starts to stick. That's my addition. And he says if you put it into milk, then it becomes mezonot. If you just leave the granola by itself, it's hadama. If you put in granola, if you put in something in a liquid, and for a little bit of time, it's nishred, it sits there. So it's a chidush. How could you say such a possibility? Could say it has to do with sticking together. That is a possibility. But another explanation is, we have here in the Gemara in Lamechet, Shtita, if you have Kemach, if you have flour, so Rashi learns the Gemara is flour. If you take flour and you put it in water, if you make it very thick, you make it into like, I don't know, an oatmeal, it's not really going to be much of an oatmeal. It's not cooked. But if you just put the water and the flour is very thick, you make mezonot, it's thin, you make shakol. Oh, we'll get to home in a moment. However, the Rambam changes it a little bit. The Mechaber changes it. They don't say it just means flour. Because according to this, Rabbi Wiedermling made a good argument. Maybe you should say on cookie dough. What's cookie dough? Cookie dough is flour. And they heat it up so it kills the bacteria. Okay, it's flour plus. And no, they don't put eggs usually in the edible cookie dough because they're not going to cook it. Even if they would put eggs, they could get rid of the bacteria also. But they put eggs, oil, sugar. That's the whole story with it. So since the main ingredient there is the flour, maybe you should make what is the bracha on the flour. What bracha on flour? Raw flour. Kimcha dechite. We make shakol. So his pasha should be shakol. That's what halakha, that's what we do on cookie dough. That's what most poskim come out. Rabbi Wiedermling said, and that's what you look on the vizoda bracha. That's what he comes out on cookie dough. I think that's pashtu for sure for Svaradim. However, Rabbi Wiedermling made a good argument. Maybe you should make mizonot because shtita, who said you need to cook it? Maybe you just need to make it edible so it's considered a regular food. As you see by shtita, ava. Regular shtita is considered a ma'achal, even though it was never cooked. That's why I said that's very nice. That's shurim rashi, but that's not the way the Rambam. The Rambam says, kaluhu, you had to cook the, you had to roast the flour. Now, roasted flour is still hadama, but once it's roasted and put together with water, so it's already processed enough. And the Shulchan Aruch changes it even further. He has this gears on the Rambam. He has asui kalayot oshaluk. It was totally boiled. You boiled the flour, so therefore on one of those two, something like that, you totally cook and then you put together. So that would make mizonot when it's thick. That's not what the cookie dough. The cookie dough, they're not boiling it, nor are they roasting the grain. So therefore, anyway, though, this shtita ava brings up an important question. Which things are the formal process that make something into mizonot? But bottom line, halakha, we're still going to stay on the cookie dough, shahakol. That's what most posts came when I saw online. Everybody says like that, shahakol. Yes, there was one website that said mizonot. The pashtut is shahakol on the cookie dough because it's basically flour. That's what we're going to say. Now, what about oatmeal? If you have the instant oatmeal, so we don't have too many shaylot, they're already pre-cooked in the factory, so it's cooked. It's cooked oats. We make mizonot, no question. If it's not cooked, so then if you make it with a kli sheni, you take hot water from the urn and you put it in your bowl. So kli sheni is enim avashel in hilchot Shabbat and hilchot Yisur v'hater. And v'zod ha-brachai kos from Eliyashiv, you make adama on the oatmeal that's made with the kli sheni. However, the good thing is, Baruch Hashem, most of the oatmeal that we have is one or the other. If it's totally like you get the grain, the rolled oats, like the big Quaker things that are not cooked oatmeals, you just got regular oats. So you can't just cook it by taking water out of the urn. You have to put that in the microwave for 3 minutes, or you have to put it on the stove for 5 minutes, or whatever. You have to cook it for a little while. You're not just going to cook it by hot water. The way that people make the ones with just from the urn with the hot water is the instant oats or the which are pre-cooked. Since they're already pre-cooked, that's already mizonot. And therefore, it doesn't matter if you make with kli sheni. Yes, it doesn't matter cooking, even if you don't say, you say kli sheni is not mevashel. It makes it soft, so it makes it mizonot even so. And he's had a bigger chidush if you have the overnight oats. People put oats, even sometimes the Quaker not cooked oats altogether. They put it in water, they leave it in the fridge overnight, and then they eat it in the morning. To me, it sounds not appetizing. It doesn't matter. You could make it appetizing, and it becomes like oatmeal. What bracha do you make on that? So I would say hadamah. Even though Rosh Hashanah said a chidush, he said there's two things in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. He says you can medayek and Sif Dalit says achol dagal chai. Those are hadama. But if you make tirgas tisnin, you crush it up. You make that's what Maisa Kedera. Then you make mizonot or daisa. I'm trying which is. Then you make. He says what's daisa? Daisa must be a different thing than besides any of the other cooked things. Therefore, it is. Something that even if you just make it some other way without cooking, it could also be adama. It also be mizonot. Therefore, Mishal Mazamot and the overnight notes, mizonot. That's the result of bracha quote. I think it's a tremendous chidush. In the Torah, the Be'er Yosef, that's not what they say. They understood. And the Rambam doesn't have daisa. The Rambam leaves out daisa because the Gemara, daisa came, chavis kadera. Daisa is just an example of the Maisa Kedera, and that's how in the Rambam. The Rambam never quotes Daisa, because he includes it with Maisa Kedera. And also sounds like that in the Be'er Yosef. Just because the Shulchan Aruch wrote Daisa separately, it's like the language of the Torah. I think it's the way you understand the Be'er Yosef. It's just an example of Maisa Kedera, and Rav Sarfati thought he never heard of this Chidush. And I think Pashtut HaDvarim is the overnight oats are not cooked. Even if it sticks together, it's soft, doesn't matter. Okay, that's what we're going to say on the cookie dough, shakol, the overnight oats, hadama, and the granola, hadama. However, and the oatmeal is a not. That's the general thing. Rice cake, just to start. Well, I guess we'll pick up next time. The kosis oris is adama. That's Gemara Lamechad. If you have raw rice, it's adama. And brain of Hashon. We're not Mr. Pei. Rashi and Tosa have an argument. What's oris? There's the Rashi says it's penitu, some wild panicress, some other wild vegetable that we don't eat. And Tosa says it's oris, is rice, riza, whatever, it's rice. That's what we follow. That's the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin. We're not mistapek. People bring rice from, do you bring rice from old languages? All the old languages, orez, orzo, whatever, all the, is rayos. The thing in Pashas is we don't bring rayot from other languages, how in laws, how it's said. If the Rishonim said it like that, fine. Then people bring that by Tchelet. Is one of the big purpura was the Rav Yah's word for Tchelet, and that's the snail thing. And the question is, you bring rayot from old languages. Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know the laws. That's a historical question, maybe. But l'maaseh, we hold rice as mezonot, and we'll talk about the rice cakes. Those may be not cooked, they're steamed. So pashtu to bring hadamah, we'll get back to next week.